Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
The customer is not always right. Hi folks, Ryan Gronfen here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, restaurantprofitandperformance.com, as well as clickbacon.com. And that's right, the customer is not always right. Not only is the customer not always right, sometimes you're not right for the customer. Let me explain what I mean here. The first part, the customer is not always right, it's great to understand that in theory, and we all wish that we practiced it a little better, right? Where we hate this idea of the customer is always right, where we're always bending over backwards, we're always doing whatever to please the customer, especially today with online reviews like Yelp and Google and Facebook and TripAdvisor, where anything we do is under a microscope, where a customer could instantly go online to complain about you. But I want you to shift your thinking here for a second. I want you to start adapting the mentality that the customer is not always right. There are just certain customers that you're never gonna win with, that are gonna take advantage of you, that just plain and simple aren't right. And you know what? I believe that the economic pie is infinite. I don't believe in scarcity. I believe that if you put out an excellent product and you treat your customers with excellence and you are excellent in everything that you do, there are plenty of customers out there for you. So try to adapt this mentality that there's just some customers we're not gonna please, and that's okay. Fire a couple of your customers. Stop dealing with them. Don't always be so flexible in all of your rules. It's that flexibility that's making your life and some of your staff's lives more challenging and more difficult and frankly, sometimes just miserable. Now, I'm not saying that you're so stringent that no rules can be broken. I'm just saying that there are certain rules in your restaurant. There are certain things that you do that you know you're providing a great product for the mass majority of your customers, and you're not going to flex on that. A great example is a customer of mine who has a small little barbecue restaurant, very, very busy, but a very small restaurant. They've been open for about 4 years, and they had this customer who would come in about once a month, order something, always complain, send it back. It was never right. It was always this. It was always slow. It was always overdone. It was always underdone. And finally, after we had this conversation, they just fired the customer. The next time the customer came in, they literally said to the customer, Mrs. So-and-so, we're happy to see you again, but we need to let you know right now that we are not going to be replacing any of your food and we're not going to be taking anything back. So we're happy to take your order, but whatever we give you, that's going to be it, because too many times you've come in and complained about things and it's just become a pattern. Well, of course, that customer got all pissed off, walked away, has never come back, didn't even bother putting a review up online. But the point is, it was time for them to get rid of that customer. Now, sometimes you're not right for your customer. And what I mean by that is that your restaurant can't appeal to everyone in every search, in every situation, in every one of their needs. So it's important that you clearly define what your restaurant is and draw a line in the sand. I'm gonna tell you a quick story about another client of mine that has kind of a high-end wine bistro, very small restaurant also, but it's a very particular type of restaurant. Because they're small, they have a very small kitchen with very limited equipment. They're not able to produce a quote-unquote full menu because they don't have fryers and certain equipment. But for what they do an amazing job. They do mostly tapas and small plates, and it's not a cheap restaurant. It's not inexpensive. It's actually quite pricey for what it is. It's in a very high-end part of town, but the point is that for a while, they were getting a lot of reviews online from people who said, I can't believe how expensive it is for the small portions, and I left hungry. And then finally, what we came down to, it's not a matter of them changing their menu. It's a matter of them doing a better job of defining who they are and making sure that customers who are not going to enjoy their restaurant don't ever step foot in the door. So we've just redone their website. We were very particular about the pictures we put online. We're very particular about their menu that they put out and the images and the things that they share on social media to make sure that if you don't like that kind of food, don't even bother coming to the restaurant because you're not gonna enjoy it. They're gonna end up buying you something. You're gonna put a bad review online. So again, it was about this restaurant just drawing a line in the sand and saying, we're not right for everybody. This is what we do. We do a great job at it. If you already like this, you're going to love our restaurant. But if you're looking for the big steak dinner or you're looking for a big hamburger or something like that, we're just not the right restaurant for you. So don't bother coming here, wasting our time, putting a bad review online. So again, remember, sometimes the customer is not always right, and sometimes you're not right for the customer. I hope you enjoyed today's training. My name is Ryan Gronfman with The Restaurant Boss, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfman. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.